Up next, we've got Hakim. Hakim is an organizer with the African Solidarity Collective, committed to building solidarity across causes from the African continent and beyond.
Thank you, Kieran, and thank you to all the other wonderful speakers that have spoken before me and also after me for all their wonderful thoughts and things to act upon. Today I'm speaking on behalf of the African Solidarity Collective, who are committed to stand hand in hand against colonialism and imperialism in all its forms that it evolves into. And as we stand here today, we make firm our commitment against colonialism and imperialism. And to do that, we remember and acknowledge that we are here on the lands of the Kulin Nation, the sovereign lands of the Kulin Nation, on which crimes perpetrated by this colony continue to this day. And as we fight against settler colonialism in every form that it evolves into, we must also fight alongside and for the indigenous people of this land in their fight against settler colonialism, in the fight for liberation and sovereignty of the land, seas and skies that we rally upon today. And we cannot do this work without holding indigenous sovereignty at the center of our struggle, because we know, just like the African continent, that it is the same issues that have led us to where we are today: colonialism and imperialism. Shame. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land. And today I speak on the colonial project that was sparked by the greed of colonial powers to acquire more minerals, to acquire more resources, to acquire people to use as labour, ever seeking to increase their own economic and political interests. And for the colonial project to work, they subjugated the African continent and categorised our people using horrible, horrible terms that to this day are a stain on civilisation. These categories and these labels enabled these European and Western colonists to justify their actions, to justify their genocides, to justify the inhumanity perpetrated against the people of the African continent. They committed mass atrocities on a land that which was not their own, to a people which they had no jurisdiction over. And Europe and the wider so-called Western powers would not be what they are today if it was not for the stolen wealth of the African continent. If it wasn't for the raw minerals, the cheap or the free labour, the enslaved labour, if it wasn't for the resources that power these Western civilizations to this day, they would not be where they are without the foundations being from African blood, sweat and tears. The historical underpinnings of what colonialism and imperialism have left with us continue to this day. They are not an event in history, they're a continuing event, a system, a politicization of African bodies here in Africa, in the diaspora and everywhere across the world. The legacy continues to this day. It is a racist hierarchy that continues to this day and needs to be dismantled first and foremost from a popular workers' struggle. And to summarize the colonial and imperial interests, I want to use a quote from Walter Rodney, who said that it was economics that Europe should invest in Africa and control the continent's raw materials and labor. But it was racism which confirmed the decision that the form of control should be direct colonial rule. And we will always fight against colonialism and imperialism. And we have to remind ourselves that it is our labour by which these imperial and colonial regimes profit, and it is our labour that they use to extend their influence and power. And we here on May Day together are fighting to reclaim our power in systems which seek to take that away from us. We saw our power when activists blocked Zim ships at the port of Melbourne, refusing to allow this country's labour to participate in the genocide of others. We saw our power when social and community service workers walked off the job on the 22nd of February and this morning at 11 a.m. for the second time. And we cannot forget the brave students at campuses all across Australia and the world who are camped out on their university campuses fighting for their universities to divest. And more globally, on this day, on May Day, we are reminded of the efforts of the South African people, and notably their workers, who demanded that their labour no longer be used to aid their own repression under an apartheid system. They organised in their hundreds of thousands, from mine workers to metal workers to teachers and to factory workers, to break down the system of apartheid that destroyed their country. And we take motivation from that. They risk their livelihoods, they risk their well-being to make a stand against injustice, and it is that principle to stand against injustice that motivates us to fight against colonialism and imperialism in every evolution of its form. This country is no stranger either to the harms of imperialism and colonialism, and the workers of this country have fought back. And they have fought back hard, and it is time for them to fight again in the freedom of the people of Congo, the people of Sudan, the people of Palestine, and the indigenous people here on this land. And to make it very, very clear, the African continent is filled with anti-colonial movements sparked through the mass movement of stoppage of work and the solidarity of working people. The brutal conditions imposed by colonial powers were always resisted from the very start. There was never any form of subjugation. African people always fought. And this is exampled by the Kenyan resistance formed in the city of Mombasa, in which 15,000 workers united and participated in a general strike that brought the city down to its knees for 12 days. And from then on, the British occupiers of Kenya knew that they were on notice, that the people of Kenya will fight to the end. And today is a day of hope. Today is a day of commemoration of the struggles of the past that have led us to where we are now, and a day to fight for the future that we want. A future in which there is no foreign-backed profits that are put before the humanity of people. A time where workers aren't exploited to build the societies that we live in today and are then discarded. As our collective histories, all across, from West Papua to the people of Iran, to the people of Palestine and the many other communities elsewhere, whether it is the British or the French or the US or any other colony amongst all the other colonizers, we are committed to their downfall, because we know that a world where they continue to attach themselves to colonialism and imperialism is against our values of equality, it is against our values of the end to a racist hierarchy, and it does not align with our ideas of true fairness. And in the spirit of hope that this day brings to me, I want to leave you with a quote from Fred Hampton, who was a deputy chairman of the Black Panthers at a point in time. And he said, "You can jail a revolutionary, but you can't jail a revolution. You can murder a liberator, but you can't murder liberation." Thank you very much.